I'd like to wish everybody a good morning and glad we're all here. And I want to wish the ladies a belated happy Valentine's Day. And I want to welcome the ones in our listening audience. If you're listening to us through the computer or however you listen to electronically, welcome. And I want to remind you, if you have questions about what we do here at the church, you can call the numbers on the website. The building number or the minister's number, Doug Berry. And if there's other realms that you can listen to, it's HarrisburgChurchOfChrist.com. And they have 24/7 programming, and not from only from this congregation, but from other congregations through the United States that are part of that agenda. On our announcement list today, we have Naomi Simmons and Dustin Jackson. Let's remember them in our prayers. Ken and Sandy White are here, but still remember them in our prayers. Doug's got a part here and an announcement about the Ukrainian preacher, Sasha. He mentioned Wednesday that he was put into the military, inducted pretty quick. And another preacher's wife, Karina, she miscarried after being in the cold with no heat. And I know last year Doug told us that in the wintertime it's very hard to heat their homes anyway. They're living in pretty dire circumstances. So let's remember the Ukrainian Christians. Let's remember all the people in Ukraine and the ones in Europe. Our shut-ins are Rose Beattie, Catherine Wright, Evelyn Belt, Judy Mayberry, and Jack and Millie King. I was told, I got a lot of announcements to try to get them out here. There's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the foyer. When you go out that way, it's on the left-hand side, and it's for volunteers to greet people that are coming into the services. And if you sign up on the sheet, it says, there's a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board in the foyer to sign up to be our greeters for the month. This is so we can have a friendly greet at the door for people. If you sign up and do this, try to be here 15 minutes before service can start. If there's a new visitor, try to give them a welcome visitor's packet, and that will be explained later on. And this will be very easy and friendly, and try to show that we're friendly people and show people that they're just welcome here for the services of the church or the services of Christ. And I think there's 1 week left in February, And then the rest, you know, then the rest of the ones are starting with March or full months. And that's on the foyer, going out on your left-hand side when you're leaving. Birthdays for this month, February 2026. I guess it's already passed. Anyway, February 16th is Evelyn Belt. February 19th, Odell and Kim Williams' anniversary. And February 28th is Josh Blair's birthday. Scriptures for today are Colossians 4 and 2. That's on your own reading. Order of worship today. The evangelism prayer is going to be given by James Miller. Songs will be led by James McMillan. Our first prayer today will be given by Lee Merriweather. And the Lord's Supper and the contribution will be done by David Morse and Don DeMario. Josh Blair has our reading today. That is Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38. And the evangelistic prayer will be given. I don't know if we have somebody for that.
Well, that's the sermon title.
That's the name of the sermon. Okay. That's the sermon title. And then the closing prayer today will be done by Doug Charles Wall. And tonight's sermon will be given by Doug Berry. It's about compassion cards. Also, Doug told me or asked me that if you would get a contact card back there, if you need to contact, and he would, if you film it, he'd like them turned in today. And also, James Miller handed out sheets. There's a girl side and a boy side, and he would like to have them turned in. He's given you a week, so I guess that'd be next Lord's Day. There's a men's meeting today at 1 o'clock, or roughly after we have a potluck. You're all invited to the potluck today, our visitors. You're welcome to come and dine with us. And after so-and-so, about 1 o'clock, there's a men's meeting. Also, David Morse asked me to welcome our visitors, but also if you're a visitor here in the pew ahead of you, there's a small note card, and if you would fill that out and I guess throw it in the contribution dish or hand it to somebody, we'd like to have your information to contact you. And is there any other announcements? Got one more. Krista Miller needs someone to take over her Wednesday night class starting February 25th. So Krista would like to have a volunteer to take over her Wednesday night class starting on February 25th. Any other announcements? Have I left anybody out? Okay, if not, we'll leave it to James Miller.
Would you bow with me? Our almighty and righteous God, Father, we're thankful, Father, for the power of your holy word. Father, we're thankful for the way that evangelism has taken place through the centuries, Father, starting on Pentecost and continues all the way until now. Father, we who are your servants have been tasked with an obligation, Father, to love our neighbors, to love those, Father, who are lost, and to want them to come to know the truth that we know ourselves. Father, we are mindful of those in our communities. We're mindful of those in our families. We're mindful of those that we work with and go to school with who don't know truth, Father. And there's honest souls out there that have yet to hear that redeeming message of salvation. So, Father, we're compassionate on their souls just as you are. Father, we want to extend your message of hope and truth to those who are lost. We want to deliver, Father, that good news that can cleanse the most unrighteous, the most vile, and has made us as if we had never sinned. So we're thankful, Father, for that powerful message. Father, we've started this evangelism program. And we want to let it have its power in our community, in our congregation, so that your word can prosper, so that truth can be more well known to more people. Father, to scatter the seed broadly and let others, maybe others among us, water. And we know, Father, that you will bring the increase, that souls will come to know you and people will obey the gospel, and angels in heaven will rejoice at their salvation. Father, we want to be that tool in your hand. We want to be those who share this message of hope. Father, so for all of the cards that we filled out so far, we all have different names on those, and we ask, Father, for your mercy and your compassion upon everyone. We pray that we'll find tactful and meaningful ways, Father, to share with them that message of hope, that will show them, Father, that we love them, that we love their souls. We love the we love the relationship, Father, that you've made available to them and to us. Father, just pray that our message receives souls that are willing to receive it back. Father, we just ask that you would bring prosperity into our efforts. We pray that we'll be fully committed, that we won't look around for others to do the job that we should be doing ourselves. Father, help us to be diligent, and in doing so, Father, we know that we'll please you. We want to do that. We want to be in eternity with you, and if we'll serve in this life, we have assurance that we will. Father, we love you, and we know that you love us. You've proven that by the sending of your Son. Bless this effort, Father, and help us to put forth it with full diligence and faith. Guide our strength and have mercy upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
James Oliver mentioned the sheets that are passed out for the men and women to be filled out. After Doug's lesson and the closing prayer, James Miller would like to comment on those for a couple of minutes. So everybody just sit down after the last prayer so he can give the instructions that will be needed to fill those out. Thank you. First song selection is 315, if you're following the songbook. 315, I'll Live in Glory. I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted days, and watch the sweet changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I want to be a servant along this pilgrim's way, and lead the lost to Jesus, as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I'll keep him every night, and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love's story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. The end I know is nearing, by faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky, and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing my story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by. Our next song selection is 251. How long has it been? And after this, we'll have our opening prayer by Lee Merriweather.
stand for prayer.
Let's all bow. Dear Heavenly Father, it is again we come to you, thanking you, dear Lord, for another beautiful day of waking us up this morning, Lord, blowing your breath of air into our nostrils, Father, and giving us another chance to start our lives, Father, in the right path, on the right path, Father. Father, we pray for all of those of them that was able to make it here today, Father. We pray for those of them that were not able to make it, Father. We pray for the sick and the shut in, Father, those throughout the household of faith, Father. We pray, Father, that we may take in this lesson, Father, to our hearts, that you will search our hearts individually, Father, that we may take this lesson to heart, Father. We pray for all of those of them, Father, throughout the land, throughout the churches of Christ, Father. These and all other many blessings we do ask in your Son's Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now I would like for you to turn to 621, 10,000 Angels. We'll sing this in preparation for the Lord's Supper.
Lay down the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed.
This is a special part of the service. We are called God's children, get the privilege of remembering his body and his blood. Proof that he was a living person, God in the flesh, and that he came to redeem us back to himself, back to his Father God. Let us go to God in prayer now. Father, we're so very thankful to have this opportunity, Father, to partake of this bread, this reminder that Jesus did come in the flesh, a living being person just like us. He experienced all the things that that life can throw at someone. And Father, he endured all those things, especially the crucifixion, the punishment for sin of which he had none. But he bore the sin for each and every one of us. We're thankful, Father, that he came and lived a great example, that he showed us how to live. He taught us how to live. And he showed us what sacrificial love really means. Father, we're mindful of him. We're thankful for him. We're thankful for this emblem that represents his body. As we eat, Father, help us to think soberly about Jesus, his mission, his love, and the life evermore with him. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Let us pray for the cup. Our Father in heaven, we come to you again so very thankful for the blessing that you gave us of your Son dying on that cross. Father, as we partake of this fruit of the vine that represents that blood that was shed, please help us to remember that and the suffering that happened on that cross. Help us to take it in a manner that's well-pleasing in thy sight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We also have an opportunity to offer back to God some of what he's blessed us with this week, to where the work of the church can carry on and minister to the lost and help the needy and all the things that the gospel has the power to do. We further the gospel, evangelize to our friends and neighbors. All that comes from our offering back to God, which, you know, all belongs to him anyway. Let's give God thanks. Father, we're very thankful for this opportunity to offer back a portion of what you blessed us with, Father, because we know that all things that we kind of possess, really just on loan, they all come from you. And Father, help us to have the attitude that what we have does belong to you, and help us to treat it that way. Help us to think soberly about our opportunities to share with others, our opportunities to further the work of the church, our opportunities to minister to the lost, to feed the hungry, to do all the things that Jesus would do if he were here in the flesh. Help us, Father, as we give, to give from cheerful hearts and to be humble in our attitude about our possessions. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our next song selection, 756, 756, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion, bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there'll be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow or a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toil of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall transform. This time I'd like for you to mark 754. 754 will be our song of invitation after our lesson this morning. And before our lesson, Jesus Loves Me, 810 if you're following the songbook.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves the children dear, children far away or near. They are safe within his care, every day and everywhere. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me, I will try to live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Today's scripture reading will be Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray thee therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest.
Song will not be on the overhead. It will not be on the overhead, okay?
What was the number then?
744.
54.
44. 744.
Or 794 or 800, something like that.
744. Yeah.
Before I begin my lesson to see this morning, I want to remind you, last week we asked several of you that if you had a friend on your prayer, on your list of people we're praying for that had either sick or had cancer or something like that, that I gave you one of these cards. And if you had been able to fill that out, if you'll return that to me today, that would be good. Thank you. We're talking a lot about evangelism, of course. But I think one of the things that we need, and we've started doing, and I really appreciated James' prayer about our evangelism today, but I want to talk more about personally how we can pray better, pray more, and about evangelistic praying. I like this statement here. No matter what you may be going through, pray on it. Pray about it. Pray over it. But most of all, pray through it. What this means to me is that if you have something, pray about it. In other words, pray about it. You pray on it. You pray about it. Don't just, I mean, God knows. But for our sake, one of the things about prayer is to God, but it's for us too in our communication with Him. Pray over it. Pray it over and over and over again. And most of all, pray through it. In other words, keep on praying until as God brings about the solution and the answer for it. Our scripture reading, our text actually for our lesson today, comes from Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I also am in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those that are on the outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. You know, everything that we're doing is talking about how do I change my own life so that I can be better at what God wants me to be. You sow a thought, you think about it, you sow a thought. It's like you plant it. When we're talking about sowing, we're talking about planting. Except we're talking about planting in our own lives. And when we plant that, then the more that we do that, it becomes an action. We want to act upon it. It's like faith. Faith always includes action or obedience. Well, what happens when we then continue that and we sow that action? We put that action into work. Well, the more that you do it, it reaps a habit. Depends on who you're talking to. It depends on who you're listening to. But a lot of people say it takes 31 days to truly create a habit. So if you really want to do that, keep on doing it for 31 days. Well, once you have that habit, you sow that habit into your life, and it becomes who you are. It becomes what you are, what you do, what you become. And therefore, that you reap a character. It becomes like my character in my life. And therefore, if I continue to sow my character as God would want me to be, it reaps my destiny or eternal life. So what we're doing is that we're growing, we're becoming what God wants us to be. Well, I'm going to talk about, before we get really into every thought, but these are our main points for today, that we should pray for open hearts. We should pray for workers that would go out into the fields. We want to pray for boldness, to be bold in going out and talking to people, praying to people, reaching out to people. The goal, therefore, is to reach the lost for Christ, carrying out the Great Commission from Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Praying for open hearts. So if you take your Bibles and open them this morning to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. Acts 16, and we'll start reading in verse 13. And on the Sabbath day, this is the Apostle Paul talking, we went out on the Sabbath, and we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who were met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us, and she was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. And the Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, if you had judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. Well, notice as we looked at the story of Lydia here this morning, that we say that God opened her hearts. Well, how does God open hearts today? Well, we know that as we teach the Word of God, we trust that the Word of God is going to do that. Faith comes by what? Hearing, right? And hearing by the Word of God. And so we ask God that the people that hear the Word of God, that they will open their hearts to it. Now, there's going to be people that, no matter what you say or what you do, won't do that. They won't open their hearts. They won't listen to the Word of God. They have their own ideas made up, and that's where it ends. But we trust God in faith that when we ask Him to open hearts, that He will do that.
Well, what was Lydia? She was a worshiper of God. She already believed in God, right? She already believed in God. She was probably a Jewish woman here. And she was, as Paul came and began to talk to them, she was listening or hearing what Paul had to say. Of course, we can hear without really listening sometimes, can't we? We hear what's being said. My dad used to say it goes in one ear and out the other. Of course, that's for teenage boys, I think, that he was talking about. When we need to hear it so that we get it and we hold on to it. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. Now, that's what we're praying about. That's what we want so much. And therefore, she responded in baptism and in hospitality. Now, look at chapter 26 of Acts, if you would, please. And we're going to look at several different passages today, so keep your Bibles active and ready to go. Acts 26, verses 15 through 18. This is Paul speaking to Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he says, So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister, a witness both of the things which you have seen and the things which I have will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified. God said, open their eyes so that they may see. Again, have you ever, well, maybe you've looked at your GPS, I was going to say, have you ever looked at a map and you had to look at it again and again to make sure you're going in the right direction, the right place? What's a map, right? We don't even know how that is anymore. But maybe a GPS. And I know that if I'm going someplace, I have my GPS up in front of me that I haven't been before, so that I make sure that I get there in the right place. Well, God, open my eyes so that I can see your word, so I can see your way. Open the eyes of the people that we're praying for so that they will be open to listening and seeing the word of God. Then turn back to Acts chapter 17. Acts 17, verses 1 through 4. And when they had passed through Pamphylus and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbaths he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. He was explaining to them and giving them evidence. And so it wasn't just something that had happened. He taught them. He taught them the word of God. And that's what it's very important that we need to do, is that when we teach people, don't teach ideas or opinions, but make sure you teach the word of God. And this is something we need to pray about so that we would be effective in doing these things. One more in Luke chapter 24 and verse 45. Luke 24, at the end of Luke chapter 24, just before Jesus ascends into heaven. Luke chapter 24, verse 45. And he opened their understanding, and that they might comprehend the Scriptures. He opened their understanding. He opened their minds. We need open minds. That's kind of where we started with, open hearts. Open minds. God, open the people's minds. Open their hearts so they will understand and accept what you've given to them, dear God. Help us to be the people that help to open minds as we go through this today. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 4, and I'm not going to read all of this again, but verse 3. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message. We need to pray for workers, that God would open the door. And I appreciate the scripture reading this morning that Josh read for us. But if you'll turn back to there one more time, Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his vineyard." There's a need for workers. As we look upon our congregation today, James Miller has just passed out a sheet for us to be more involved in the congregation. More, how can I be involved? What can I do? What is my part? Lord, pray for the workers, that God will send and prepare workers to go out into the harvest fields. We need to say not just that you'll send them, but that you'll send me out into the harvest field to do his work. Jesus helped people. He had compassion on them. One of the things, and as you read the word, you're always noticing new things, but it said he healed every illness, every disease, every one of them. Not just like, okay, first one that comes, get first come, first serve. No, he did it for all of them at that place and time. He saw their need for a shepherd. He said that they were, the harvest is plentiful, but they don't have a way. They need someone to lead them. He asked the disciples to pray for workers to go out into the harvest field. He says, we need to help people to show compassion. And I think that one of the things is those cards that were sent out, which we're going to talk about tonight. I really encourage each of you to come back and be here tonight as we talk about the compassion cards. But they're called compassion cards because we're sending to people not just to get their attention, but to also show them that we have compassion for them, that we care about them, that we love them. We have workers, in our brotherhood, missionaries, excuse me, elders, deacons, teachers, students, servants of all types. Pray for them. Pray for them. Because we all need the prayers of God to go about doing your work. We need more workers. Ask God for us to become more and send us more workers. We want God to send us open hearts, but we need people to teach them once we get there. I want to pause here for a moment and pray about this. Please pray with me. Dear God, we come to you this morning thanking you that you prepared the fields for us, that the fields are white unto harvest, and we need to see them the way that you see them, Father. We ask that you would open the hearts of the peoples that are on our contact cards that we have written down, and as we add more to them, that you open them to give them open hearts, Lord. And we need people, dear Lord, to go out and to preach your word and teach your word simply, every word. There's so many things for every one of us to do, Lord, and just help us to be the people you want us to be, Father, that we would have the people that we need to go out and do your work and your will. In Jesus' name, amen. The next part of our evangelistic praying is also found in Colossians 4 and in verse 4. Paul said, Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Therefore, Paul is asking basically, and he's to pray for boldness. Turn to Ephesians now, chapter 6, if you would with me. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and verses 19 and 20. Ephesians 6, starting in verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that it may be that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And then look at Acts 4:29, and then we'll talk more about this. Acts 4 and verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their hearts and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So Paul was not only asking for prayers for himself to be bold, but to pray for each one here. You know, Paul, when he started out, I mean, even though he had been a man of the Pharisees and so on, still Paul said, I'm not a great speaker, but give me boldness, Lord. Give me the courage to go do what I need to do, what we need to do for you. Lord, involve me And Lord, I'm not only praying for myself, Lord, but I'm praying for all the people in the church so that they can be bold too. You say, well, I'm not bold, Lord. That's why you're praying. We may not feel like I'm a very bold person. God, we want to pray for boldness. Paul was an active, bold evangelist. He really, by this point in time, he had become very bold in the service and the cause of Christ. But still, more than once, he requested that the people pray for him that he would be bold. Make me bold, Lord. Early Christians prayed for this, and God answered them. As you're in Acts chapter 4, drop down to verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke of the word of God with boldness. And who spoke? All of them spoke the word of God with boldness. Every one of them spoke the word of God in boldness. That's what God was praying about. And as you pray, I encourage you not to just pray about needs, about what I need, what I want, but pray how God can work in your hearts and how God can work in your life. I mean, you might say to God, God, I haven't been very bold. I'm not a very bold person. Please increase my boldness, increase my faith. Help me to be a bolder person for you. Because the more bold that we are for the cause of Christ, more people are going to know about Jesus Christ. If Paul needed these prayers, and the early Christians asked for this, how much more do we need them? Pray with me again, Father, please. Our Father in heaven, we come to you now, just asking you to create boldness in our life. And give us courage, give us strength to be the child that you want each of us to be. Thank you that you're always there with us. Thank you that you promised to never leave us and forsake us. Dear Father, increase our boldness, increase our courage. Give us the right things to say through your word, through our lives, and help us to love people enough to be bold for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So however, and this is a quote from Acts 20:24, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given to me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Acts 20:24. So when we think about this and as we summarize this today, let us join together in prayer to reach the lost souls. Let us come together. Let us hold up one another's hands. Strengthen one another. Let us be a greater praying church. To be praying about this at home every day as we go through our lives. Praying for the lost on our contact cards that we have put names on. Help us to be a greater praying church here. To take the effort to really rely and trust upon God. And let us involve God more in all that we do through prayer. Everything. God wants to be a part of everything of our life. Let's really invite him to do so. Today, if you have not put on Christ in baptism, if you have not walked your way and been baptized into Christ, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you can turn to him and become one with him and be added to him come into your life and you go in to be a part of him, that you could have your sins forgiven and start this new life. People are praying for you and have been praying for you. And if you need Christ in any way, won't you come to him now as together we stand and sing.
Someday you'll stand at the bar on high. Someday your record you'll see. Someday you'll answer the question of life. What will your answer be? What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be, oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Sadly you'll stand if you're unprepared, trembling you'll fall on your knees, facing a sentence of life or of death. What will that sentence be? What will it be, what will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be? Now is the time to prepare, my friend. Make your soul spotless and free. Washed in the blood of the crucified one, he will your answer be. What will it be? What will it be? Where will you spend your eternity? What will it be? Oh, what will it be? What will your answer be?
After prayer, I want everybody to have a seat for a minute. Our Father in heaven, we are so deep thankful for your many blessings you've given us. We're thankful that we have the opportunity to be here today to study another portion of your will. We also pray, Father, that you continue to help us and guide us as we go through this evangelism effort. We know, Father, that we've already asked once, but I'm ask again that we open people's heart and let them be subject to you and the Scripture so that they too can worship you with us and help us to grow and help us to grow in spirit and in truth. We have so many things, Father, to be thankful for that we would like for you to, at this time, continue to guide us. We know, Father, that the world is in such a way that there are so many things that need your attention, and we pray, Father, that you'll stop any wars that are being done at this time, and you know, just put your hand in there and take away the hatefulness and the people that look down on others. We also want to pray for our military. They are a lot of times in harm's way. They are there to protect us in the way of life that we have to order to worship you. We pray, Father, to guide them and help them and never ever let them turn away from you as they are so far away from their home and their families. We just continue, Father, to ask you to help each and every one. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
I told the Jameses I needed about 2 minutes, probably maybe a little longer than that. I wanted to start off with saying that, you know, it's human nature for us to feel inadequate at doing something.